underwear away.
那恭喜这些毕业生的家长们，你们18年来辛苦的养育他们，然后过去的几年就有日有的担心他们。
And for the graduates, as they say, welcome to the real world.
那对毕业生来讲呢，我说欢迎来到现实的世界。
From the rest of your life, you might have, if you're lucky, a few thousand more weeks to go.
如果你幸运的话呢，你未来会差不多有3000多个礼拜要活。
And each of those weeks, you have 168 hours.
那每一个礼拜呢，你有168个小时要活。
About 40, 45 of those are working, and then 54 for sleeping.
那你差不多40到45小时是工作的，剩下50几小时呢是要睡觉。
For many Cornell students, that's probably reversed.
那对很多康奈尔大学学生来讲呢，这个数字可能是调转过来的。
And then you're going to have time for play, time for relationships, and then time for church.
那你可能会有一些时间是花在娱乐，或者是花在休息，或者是上教会的时间。
Now, if you're one of the really involved church members here, you might go to Wednesday prayer meeting, Friday night fellowship, another Friday night fellowship, some other meeting on Saturday, and then service on Sunday.
那如果你是好像我们教会当中一些这个会众的话呢，他们你会忠实的星期三去参加祷告会，星期五去完一个聚会又再去一个聚会，星期六参加教会的活动，星期天又来教会这个崇拜。
All in all, that might be maybe 10 hours of your life every week.
所以每个礼拜呢，差不多10小时左右你会参加教会活动。
That's still very little compared to how much time you're going to be spending at work.
但是呢，相较于你上班所花的时间呢，可能还是少。
So, what are we talking about each Sunday, this sermon and the messages we learn about and the Bible studies we have? Is it about those 10 hours of your life or is it about those 50, 60 hours of work a week you're going to be doing?
所以当我们在查经班或者在教会的崇拜当中或者小组里面，我们讨论的东西呢，是讨论在我们这十小时要做的事情呢，还是另外在上班这四五十个小时要做的事情？
I want to argue that the Bible is, because of so much of our life is spent working, a lot of it is about work and what we should do about work.
那其实呢，我们花这么多时间来工作，所以呢，圣经里面其实讲了很多，这是关于工作有关的。
So to start off, I'm going to start with the first three points is we were created for work.
那我要讲三点呢，关于工作呢，第一个就是呢，我们被创造是因为我们要工作。
So our job on earth is to be the vice king for God and rule over the earth.
那所以我们在地上的任务呢，就是成为神的副总统。那我们要管理这个地面。
And we see this in Genesis 1:28, where God says, "And God blessed them, and God said to them, 'Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the heavens and over every living thing that moves on the earth.'"
所以在创世纪一章二十八节，神就这样说：神就赐福给他们，又对他们说：要生养众多，遍满地面，治理这地，也要管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟和地上各样行动的活物。
Now, I believe that God is not simply saying to take over the animals and to be able to train them, but he's saying to achieve all the things that have been achieved throughout man's history through technology.
那所以呢，我相信神他在告诉他们这些话的时候呢，并不是说你就是训练这些动物就好了，而是说在我们的生命当中呢，要用我们所有的科技跟我们的发展呢，来管理这个世界。
For example, Adam did develop a system of taxonomy for all living creatures. It says that he named every living thing.
例如说呢，亚当他就发展了这个分类学，因为呢，他对每个动物都起了名字。
But then we see Cain was a farmer who learned about agriculture.
那该隐呢，他是一个农夫，他呢发展的农业学。
Abel learned about animal husbandry. He raised animals.
那个亚伯呢，他发展的是畜牧学。
And in Genesis 4, we see even more technologies being developed. We see people building cities.
那所以呢，在创世纪第四章，我们看到更多的科技，譬如说呢，盖一个城市。
We see people playing musical instruments that they made from their hands.
那我们见到人类呢，创造了这个乐器，然后那个玩乐吹奏乐器。
And we see people working with bronze and iron.
那我们看到人类开始用铜啊、铁啊来做东西。
So all the early technologies that mankind developed was already happening within the first couple of generations after Adam.
所以我们看到人类早先的一些科技的发展呢，都是在神创造亚当夏娃这个前几个世代当中就已经发展了。
And I truly believe that God had in mind all of these things and even the rest of history when he said, "Go fill the earth and subdue it and have dominion over it."
所以呢，我相信神在告诉他们说要啊充满地面治理这地的时候，神是对于这以后的整个历史当中的各样科技的发展，他都已经啊这个意思就在里面了。
Now, this doesn't change with the New Testament, I believe. In 1 Corinthians 10:31, the verse of our reading today.
那我相信呢，在新约里面呢，这个意思也是如此。那我们刚刚读了哥林多前书第这个章节也是这样说。
It says, "So whether you eat or drink or whatever you do all to the glory of God."
他说，所以你们或吃或喝，无论做什么，都要为荣耀神而行。
And I think Paul is clear that this really refers to everything, not just some subset of everything.
那所以呢，我相信保罗在这边讲呢，是讲每一件事情，并不是说啊，这个是一部分而已。
It talks about whether we're relaxing or eating or drinking or working.
所以呢，是不管是你在休息，还是在工作，在吃，还是在喝。
And I think this is because Paul started with the example, the very basic example that we're supposed to eat meats to the glory of God. That was his example.
那就因为在保罗在前面的几个章节呢，就讲说我们是为荣耀神而吃这个肉。
Now, if we can eat meats to the glory of God, then we can certainly do more important things like our jobs and you know, care about our families and work with our coworkers. These can also be done for the glory of God.
那如果说我们吃肉都可以荣耀神的话，那我们更可以做其他事情来荣耀神，譬如说跟家人的关系啊，跟你工作跟这个同事之间的关系啊，都可以荣耀神。
And in Revelation, the final ending of our story of the Bible, we see that heaven is a holy city.
那当我们在启示录就是圣经的最后一本书里面讲到这个天堂是一个圣洁的城市。
The final goal of creation then is a cultivated place where God and men dwell together.
所以呢，这个神跟人居住的最后这个地方呢，是神所设计好的地方。
And a city implies civilization and all the technology developed to make it possible.
那这个城市呢，其实就是必须要有许多的科技，还有许多发展才能够造成的。
So if we look at the beginning and the end of the Bible, we start from the Garden of Eden.
所以呢，当你如果看圣经的始跟末的话呢，你可以看到一开始的时候呢，神创造的是伊甸园。
Which is a very good place which God created for mankind to dwell in.
是一个非常好的地方，是神创造给人类居住的地方。
But we come to an ending where it's even greater than Garden Eden. It's this whole city where the garden is there, but there's so much more than just the garden. There is buildings, there are other types of things that man has created and God has even made for our sake.
那在我们圣经的最后看到呢，神的创造人居住的地方呢，伊甸园在里面，但是里面呢是一个城市，是一个更高的科技，更多神的设计跟人类的创造在当中。
So I think what it represents then is the garden is the wild, right? It's the nature that God created, but the city is the subdued, the cultivated, the place where man finally has dominion over the earth.
所以我们可以看到伊甸园呢是神的开始，是一个 野外的地方，但是最后呢这个圣城呢却是神创造的，是努力是经营建造出来的。
That means all the work mankind has put into developing all these technologies, into creating culture, into creating music, into creating all these things, many of those things I think will be represented in heaven.
所以我们就看到在历史上人类发展的各样的文明这个科技发展进步跟文化音乐等等之类的，最后都会在这个新的新天新地城市当中也在包括在里面。
And 1 Corinthians 6:2 confirms this and says that the saints will judge the world.
那在哥林多前书六章也这样说，圣徒要审判这个世界。
Again, a confirmation that we are to be rulers in this new heavenly realm.
所以也就确信的让我们知道说，我们以后是要来掌管这个世界。
So this is the grand vision of work, to subdue the whole earth and to make a place where we dwell with God forever. That was the original goal.
所以呢，神他刚一开始创造我们的时候，的目的呢，其实让我们能够治理管理这地。
But as we know, this is not exactly what happened, right? Because the fall happened.
但是因为堕落的人类堕落的关系呢，这个并没有按照神的计划进行。
And which is my second point, that the fall makes work difficult.
那所以我第二点就是说呢，人类的堕落呢，造成我们的工作很困难。
Genesis 3:17 through 19 has the accounts of the fall and the reaction that God, the response God gave to Adam, speaking about how his work will be difficult.
所以在启示录第三章里面就讲到说人为什么如何堕落，那神对于人堕落之后他的反应是怎么样呢？
And to Adam he said, because you have listened to the voice of your wife and have eaten of the tree of which I commanded you, you shall not eat of it. Cursed is the ground because of you. In pain you shall eat of it all the days of your life. thorns and thistles it will bring forth for you, and you shall eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your face you shall eat bread, till you return to the ground, for out of it you were taken, for you are dust, and to dust you will return.
又对亚当说，你既听从妻子的话，吃了我所吩咐你不可吃的那树上的果子，地必为你的缘故受咒诅，你必终身劳苦才能从地里得吃的，地必给你长出棘藜、荆棘跟棘藜来，你也要吃田间的菜蔬，你必流汗满面才得糊口，直到你归了土，因为你是从土而来，你本是尘土，人要归于尘土。
So we see two main consequences of Adam's sin. First is that his work will be very difficult.
那我们可以见到亚当他犯罪之后呢有两个结果，第一个呢就是他的工作非常辛苦。
And the second is that he will return to ground, he's going to die someday.
那第二个呢就是他要死掉之后呢要归于尘土。
Now, while the passage refers to working the ground being difficult, I think it is all types of work that becomes difficult after the fall.
那呢这个在第一点呢讲到说工作非常辛苦呢是各样的工作都很辛苦。
Nowadays, our typical 9-to-5 jobs does not involve plowing fields or building fences or doing these hard labor acts that many people in the past have done.
那现在的人呢，很多人工作都是在办公室做的，并不是说去耕田啊，去种啊，种篱笆啊什么的。但是呢，这个并不是那么多的劳力上的辛苦的工作。
Many of us do not primarily work with physical exertion, but do knowledge work instead.
那所以呢，很多我们在座当中很多呢，以后或者是现在正在做工作，并不那么多劳力工作，但是呢，是这个脑力的工作。
We study, write, create, and so on. Our primary instrument of work is our mind.
所以呢，我们研读，我们呢创造，我们写，做各样的活动。所以我们主要工作的那个器官呢，是我们的脑。
And by the confirmation of Scripture and our own experiences, sin has affected our minds as well.
但是呢，我们知道圣经也告诉我们，按照我们的经验，我们也知道说，这个我们的这个堕落，我们的犯罪呢，也影响了我们的脑。
For example, we are easily distracted from our work.
譬如说，我们很常容易的在工作当中就分心了。
We can be overwhelmed by the multitude of inputs and options that we receive every day.
我们常常面对当中各样的挑战跟选择性呢，我们就受到巨大的负担了。
We can be uncertain exactly what it is that we need to even work on. Both writers and researchers know this feeling.
那常常我们会对于我们想要需要做什么呢？不是很确定。那这个呢？对于作家或者说做研究的人特别明显。
We can be unsatisfied with our work, not getting any pleasure from our work.
我们也可以呢，在工作当中呢，可能是完全都没有得到满足感。
And we can work for the wrong reasons.
或者是呢，我们工作的目标是错的。
I think this one applies to almost everyone.
工作动机是错了，所以这个可能是在我们生命当中某个时候呢，每一个人都有这样的经验。
So what is the right reason? I believe Scripture teaches us that ultimately the right reason to work is to give glory to God.
那我们工作正确动机是什么呢？圣经告诉我们说，正确动机是要荣耀神。
The purpose of our lives is to glorify God and to enjoy Him forever.
所以我们的生命的目的呢，是要荣耀神，而且与神一起同乐。
But nobody does this on their own.
但是没有人主动的这样做。
And the Bible also gives us various principles to live by and goals that we should work towards.
那圣经呢，也给我们很多这个规定，让我们知道说如何做。
Take, for example, the Ten Commandments. I think many of them are very applicable to our day-to-day work.
譬如说呢，像十诫，其实呢，对我们每天的工作呢，也是非常的实用的。
The great commandment Jesus gave, love our neighbors as ourselves, is really important, and it really summarizes the rest of the commandments.
那十诫告诉我们要爱人如己呢，其实是很重要的。
That should be a principle that guides how we do work in our day-to-day life.
那其实呢，这个已经是总结了我们每一天要怎么样过日子。
Some of the other commandments that apply to our work is to honor our superiors.
那其他实际当中教导我们的呢？譬如说，要尊重我们的上司。
Just as we would honor our parents, we want to make those who we work for look good.
所以就好像我们要敬重、孝顺我们的父母一样，我们要敬重我们的上司。
We don't want to harm others by our work.
我们也不希望因为我们的工作呢，让别人受伤害了。
We don't want to steal anything.
我们不要偷窃。
And this includes information. We don't want to plagiarize anything when we are writing.
那包括这个讯息上面的偷窃，好像偷窃人家的文章。
And those of us who work in technology, work in CS, we don't want to steal other people's code.
那或者说，在这科技界发展的人，我们不想要偷窃人家的这个电脑的程式。
We want to be honest in our work.
那我们在工作当中呢，必须要诚实。
And we want to be able to enjoy our own work. We don't want to be envious of what other people have done or what they have.
那我们也想要在我们工作当中得到满足，而不是整天都嫉妒和羡慕别人的工作。
So as we see, many of the commandments of the scriptures are about our day-to-day lives and our work.
所以呢，在实践当中，其实啊，很多都是可以适用于在我们每天生活当中的各样事情。
In the New Testament, in Colossians 3:22-24.
那在哥罗西书里面呢也有讲到这个事情。
Paul says to his audience, bondservants, obey in everything those who are your earthly masters, not by way of eye service as people pleasers, but with sincerity of heart, fearing the Lord. Whatever you do, work heartily, as for the Lord and not for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as your reward.
使徒保罗说你们做仆人的要凡事听从你们肉身的主人不要只在眼前侍奉像是讨人喜欢的总要 存心诚实敬畏主无论做什么都要从心里做像是给主做的不是给人做的因为你们知道从主那里必得着基督必得着基业为赏赐你们所侍奉乃是主耶稣基督
Notice who he's talking to in this passage the bond servants
那这个我们可以看到说他在这边他在对这些做仆人的人说话
He's not only speaking to the artists or to the doctors or to the really so-called important people in society
所以呢他并不是跟一些医生啊律师啊这些好像说在社会当中有重要地位的人说话
He's not talking to missionaries or pastors or deacons
他也不是跟宣教士啊跟牧师啊或者跟长职他们说话
He's talking to the servants
他是来跟仆人教训他们
And he's saying to the servants to obey everything that their earthly master tells them to do.
那他告诉这些做仆人说，不论主人叫他们做什么，都只要忠心的去做。
And to do it with honesty and with sincerity.
那必须要诚实的，而且敬畏的去做。
And to do it for the Lord.
然后要真正的从心里做。
So what does it mean to do something for the Lord?
啊，那什么叫做为神而做呢？
It doesn't mean you do something that directly benefits the church or to the missions.
并不光只是说你做什么事情都是要直接的对教会或者对宣教有直接的影响。
It means working with a recognition that God is the one who rules over us and to He's the one who's going to judge us one day for how we worked and how we lived our lives.
而是我们在做的时候必须心里要清楚明白神是这个掌管这一切的最后呢是神要来来评断我们要来统治要来看我们所做的工。
Many of us today in our society think we need to find the perfect career that fits us perfectly in order for us to glorify God and to be able to enjoy our work.
所以呢，很多人他心里可能想说，哦，我必须要找一个最适合我的职业，让我在里面好好的来荣耀神。
But he's talking to servants who are doing menial labor for no wages, and he's telling them, glorify the Lord with your work.
但是他却是跟仆人讲这些仆人他们都是没有领薪水的他们做的是最低下的工作他却是告诉这些人说必须要忠心的做
How much more than for those of us who have had the opportunity to study at a university like this who are able to choose our careers how much more should we glorify God with our work and honor him with our work
那更何况是像在座当中许多人能够有这样子的这个机会能够来到这么好的学校做这么好的学习我们是不是更多要做为主因为为主的荣耀而做呢
But don't expect that our work will always be easy just because we're doing it for God.
但是不要想说因为我们为神而做我们工作就一定会很顺利
Just as being a bond servant is difficult, sometimes serving the Lord and whatever you're doing will be difficult.
就好像说当仆人是不容易的一件事情一样我们手上所做的任何的工作都是不容易的
And the Bible also gives us some goals that we should work towards in our work.
那圣经里面告诉我们在我们工作当中呢会可以有什么目标呢
I won't give scriptural references to these, but I think they're abundantly clear in the scriptures.
那我在这边我就不提出圣经里面相关的经文但是我们可以时常的见到
I think some of the goals are that we should work to make other people's lives better.
那我们的一些目标呢第一个是我们可以工作以至于可以让别人的生活过得更好
We should plan diligently for the future.
我们必须要谨慎的、小心的来计划我们的未来。
We should live simply and give generously.
我们必须要简朴的过生活，却是慷慨的给予。
And we are also told to take Sabbath rest and to show our dependence on God.
那我们也圣经告诉我们说，我们必须要守安息日。
Now that is the fall in work. That the fall makes the work difficult.
那这个这一部分呢，我们讲到就是说犯罪它让我们的生活让我们的工作变得很困难。
But so far, our view of work has nothing distinctly Christian about it.
但是我们目前讲到的东西呢，都不是特别的，好像只有基督徒才适用。
After all, Jews, Muslims, and Mormons all have similar ideas about working for God rather than for man.
也就是说，好像我们看到犹太人啊、犹太教的、回教徒还有摩门教徒，他们做的工作也是因为为神而做。
So how is it that can we have a distinctly Christian view of work that changes all this?
那有没有一个知识是基督徒才独有的这个工作观是让我们的生命不一样呢？
After all, there's many rappers, many boxers, many athletes who pay lip service to God and say, "I do it for the glory of God."
那我们常常会讲到说，很多打拳击的啊，或者是体育员、运动员啊，或者是这个演艺人员啊，他们也会成在嘴巴里面说，我们是为了荣耀神而做这个事情。
But then they go live lives that clearly do not reflect God's values.
但是许多的这些人，他们过的生活却是跟基督徒的生活是完全相反的。
Does the gospel then have any effect on how we work?
所以福音会影响到我们如何工作吗？
I believe so, and this is my third point, which is the gospel of Jesus Christ restores joy to work.
那这我觉得是会的，而且这个也是我讲的第三点，就是耶稣的福音会让我们在工作当中得到喜乐。
Many people work hard because it thinks it gives values to their life.
那很多人辛苦的辛勤的工作，因为觉得说这个让他们生命觉得很有价值。
Whether in the things that getting the things they want.
那也可以是说，因为这样工作呢，他们就可以得到他们想要得到的东西。
Or gaining value in other people's eyes.
或者是呢，他们可以让别人生活当中有得到好处。
Or even gaining value in God's eyes, they're doing things for God's glory, as they say.
或者他们觉得，因为做这个是荣耀神的，所以呢，他们在神的眼中也显得也很有价值。
But I think Christianity, especially as understood by the reformers, says that we are justified by faith alone.
那但是我们知道在，基督教当中，尤其是改革派的基督徒呢，觉得说我们是因信的称义。
This means we are accepted by God no matter what.
也就是说，不论我们手上做的是什么，我们都可以因信而称义。
If we are in Christ, whatever we do that succeeds or fails does not change this fact.
也就是说，当我们称义了之后，成为基督徒了之后，不论我们手上做的工是成功还是失败，我们都还是在神的国度里面。
Every other religion, every other philosophy of life is about doing something or not doing something.In order to bring meaning to our lives.
那在这其他宗教当中呢，他们教义往往都是说，你必须要如此做，或是你不能如此做，这样子才能在神的眼中得到好处。
Being justified means that whatever we do cannot earn us God's favor or lose it.
那因信称义的意思就是说，你已经称义了，所以你手上做的任何工，不管是成功还是失败，是不会改变你称义的这个事实。
We are already accepted if we have faith.
如果你有信的话，你就已经为神所接受了。
I think this frees us to truly enjoy our work.
所以这个呢，其实是释放了我们，让我们可以真正的在工作当中得到喜乐。
Because if we are in Christ and we are accepted, we are no longer under the burden of trying to earn our worth or salvation.
也就是说，当我们已经为神所接受了之后呢，我们就不用再担心说我要怎么样努力的工作才能让神接受我。
This has two immediate impacts on the way we approach work.
所以这个呢，立即的我们就有两个在我们工作当中的表现呢，立即的有影响。
We are no longer defined by our achievements, since the greatest work of salvation has already been achieved for us.
也就是说，我们不需要因为我们工作成功来定义我们，因为我们的价值已经在神的救恩当中。
Jesus already did the best possible work, and he lived the best possible life, and it counts for our behalf.
因为耶稣他已经成就了最大的功，他已经做了最好的事情了，而且这个呢是属于我们的。
Whatever possible achievements a man can achieve on earth, Jesus already achieved it, while the rest of us didn't. But it counts on our behalf.
所以呢，这个在世上所能被成就最大的成就呢，耶稣已经成就了。所以，而且这个呢是为我们而做的。
And we are also no longer defined by our possessions.
那我们呢也不。因为我们所拥有的东西来定义我们。
Because prior to being in Christ, we worried about where we're going to eat, where we're going to sleep, whether we're going to have a good life after we graduate.
因为还不信神的时候呢，我们天天就是担心我们要吃什么、穿什么，我们必须要得到什么来满足我们的生活。
But because we're in Christ, we know that our God in heaven, our Father in heaven, He is watching over us and taking care of us.
但是在我们在主内之后呢，我们就知道神他掌管一切，也供应一切，所以就不用再担心。
And after all, even if we lose everything we have here on earth, we have an inheritance that is eternal.
那甚至于我们如果在地上失去了我们拥有的一切的时候，我们也知道我们的产业是在神国当中。
We have something that God has promised us that can never be taken away from us.
所以我们拥有的是神所应许给我们的，是没有人可以夺去的。
So whatever things we have here on earth matters very little compared to that which we can never lose.
所以我们在地上拥有一切呢，其实相较于我们将来要得到这没有人可以夺去的这个东西呢，是非常微小的。
And Paul explains to Titus in chapter 3 that we have been justified so that we might do good works.
所以呢，保罗在提多书里面也说了，我们已经称义了，因为如此呢，我们就可以做善事。
Everywhere in the New Testament, the assumption is that the good works are the result of those who have faith in Christ Jesus.
所以在新约里面，我们到随处可以见到呢，说这个善事或者好事呢，好的。行为是因为我们在神当中有信心。
Elsewhere it says we have been called, we have been justified, we have been sanctified. All of these things we receive as gifts from God, these are so that we can walk in good works and do them.
所以也就是说，我们是被呼召的，我们是被称义的。那因为如此的关系，所以我们在主内，我们就可以做好的事情。
So the pattern is flipped. No longer do we do good works in order to try to earn something to prove ourselves.
所以我们看到说这个状况呢是相反的，也就是说我们不需要再因为想要在神的眼中得到什么好处，我们就努力的工作。
Because everything is finished, everything is done. The greatest work has been done. We are free to work without fear of failure.
所以呢，因为最伟大的成就呢已经完成了，在耶稣基督当中已经完成了，所以我们手上的工不用再担心我要怎么样，我会如何失败。
Therefore, go out and do your jobs with the best of your abilities, knowing that even if you get fired, even if you lose your jobs, God still holds you as His child, and you cannot lose your salvation.
所以说，你们可以尽管的放心去找工作，尽管的放心的去做，你不用担心你被炒鱿鱼或失去你的工作了，因为神他会保守你。
Now, what are the good works that Paul talks about in these passages?
那神保罗在这当中讲到哪一些是好行为呢？
I think it refers to every area of our lives lived out in gratitude to Jesus Christ.
那其实呢，讲的就是我们生命当中的每一个方面都是要因为感谢神来做。
And this includes in his letters bearing children, working, eating, drinking, and worship.
所以呢，这中间就包括生养众多，或是吃，或者喝，或者工作，或是敬拜神。
So whether it's you're in your time of leisure or rest or relationships or work or in church, you can do it for the glory of God.
所以不管你是工作还是在休息，不管是在娱乐或者在关系当中，或者是在教会当中敬拜神，都要因为为荣耀神而行。
And these are all considered good works.
所以这个呢就是好的事情，好的工作。
So then the joy that we receive when we come to faith in Christ Jesus is the same joy that propels people to work hard and work well in our daily lives.
当我们认识神，成为基督徒的那个时候的那样子的喜乐呢，就是一样喜乐，能够帮助我们这个激励我们在我们工作当中也是努力的去做。
How do we apply then this Christian understanding of work to our daily lives?
所以，那我们了解了这个基督徒所了解的这个工作的态度之后呢，我们怎么样用在生活当中呢？
I have a few points for this, but I think there are many, many other ways you can apply this doctrine to your life.
那我自己呢有几点建议。那我知道说，其实还有很多很多其他方面都可以应用在生活当中。
So when you're reading your scriptures in your Bible studies or in your daily devotions, don't think it refers to church only or refers to your time of worship, but it refers really to every aspect of your life.
所以不论你在个人灵修、在小组团契或者在教会崇拜当中，我们读的经文或是你所领受的，不光只是在教会活动或教会生活当中，而是在生活的每一个层面。
First, I think a application is that we should work hard.
所以呢，第一个我们可以应用的就是说，我们必须要努力的工作。
While realizing that our motivation for working hard is not ultimately then to advance our careers or earn more money.
但是我们知道说我们努力工作的动机呢，不是因为我们想要升官或者我们要发财。
These are good rewards that we receive when we work.
那这个呢是我们努力工作呢常常是我们努力工作的报答报偿。
But our motivation is to glorify God through our work and to help others through our work.
但是我们最终的目标呢，是为荣耀神而努力工作，为帮助别人努力工作。
Second, we should expect hardships at work.
那第二呢，我们其实要知道啊，工作当中呢是会有困难的。
This is because we still live in a fallen world, and sin affects every part of our work.
那是因为我们在这个是一个堕落的世界当中，所以罪在我们生活的各个层面都影响到我们的工作。
Some of us will fail at our jobs and get fired or laid off.
那在我们当中呢，可能有人会啊被啊炒鱿鱼，或者是失去了他的工作。
And some of us will have a hard time even finding a job for a while.
那甚至有一些人呢，可能有很长一段时间都找不到工作。
This doesn't mean that you failed in the eyes of God.
啊，这并不代表说你在神的眼中是一个失败的人。
Pray for God's help even in these hardships. He is able to sympathize with us in every area of our lives.
因为我们知道说神创造我们，他在我们各样困难当中，他也能够体恤我们的困难。
And because we live in a world where work is difficult, it's not wrong necessarily to work so hard that we suffer sometimes because of it.
那因为我们在这个生活在这样子的世界当中呢，工作是困难的，所以说当你在工作当中，你觉得你牺牲了或是碰到困难是很正常。
God is not commanding Christians to be mediocre in order to give glory to God.
那神他也不是要求我们说我们在工作当中只要是得过且过就好了。
Some of you will have to work so hard that you're going to miss sleep and you're going to pull all-nighters again after you work.
那工作当中可能很多人呢，以后在工作当中可能还是要熬夜啊，才能够把工作做好。
It's not wrong necessarily to suffer for our work.
所以呢，就是在工作当中，个人有一些牺牲呢，是不是错误的？
But make sure you check your motivation. Make sure you're not working for the temporary things that do not last.
但是你必须要自我省察，看看你的动机是什么，确定说你的动机并不是为那些暂时的东西来工作。
But rather work for the things that last, work for the eternal things, and work to help others.
但是呢，你的工作动机呢，应该是为永恒的，因为这个有永恒价值的东西来做。
Third, work hard both in whether you have a secular job or you're serving a church.
所以不论你是在做这个属事上面的工作，或是在教会当中服事，都要努力的做。
Both are pleasing to God and use the same principles in both areas of your life.
因为两种工作呢都是讨神喜悦的，所以我们用的标准是一样的。
And fourth, remember that Jesus has already won the battle.
那最后呢，我们要记得耶稣他已经得胜了。
Sometimes when we're working on earth, it can feel like we're in the middle of a war.
那常常在我们的属事的工作当中，常常觉得好像在征战里面一样。
But remember, in Christ, we already have the final victory. We already know how it ends.
但是我们要记得，在耶稣里，我们已经得胜了。我们已经知道最后结局是怎么样。
So whatever trouble or tribulation you find yourself in, you can turn to God and know that He will take care of you.
不论你碰到什么困难、苦难或是灾难，我们都知道说耶稣基督已经得胜，他已经解决这些问题了。
Now, finally, if all that's too hard to remember, just remember this one piece of advice.
那如果刚刚我讲这几点都太难记的话呢，你就只记最后我要讲的这一点。
This is not my advice. I'm stealing this from Matt Perman.
那我要讲的这个呢，也不是我的个人的意见，这是我从这个 Matt Perman
yeah
身上这个截取出来的。
At the beginning of every day after when you start working, think of one thing you can do.To glorify God and to help your fellow man.
那所以当你早晨起来要工作的第一件事呢，你就想一想我今天当中要做哪一个事情来荣耀神，来帮助别人。
Just that one thing, try to do it that day.
所以呢，每一天就只想这个事就好了。
Because if you put all the list of things you want to do in life, you're never going to achieve them all.
那如果因为你如果每天就想了一大堆你想要完成的事情的话呢，你一件都做不了。
I think we can each do live each day for God's glory.
但是我知道我们每一天都可以做一件事来荣耀神。
Let's pray.
那我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you just for the gift.